If you already had the result, what would that give you permission to believe about yourself?
Hello, and welcome to the Money and Miracles podcast with me, Emily King. We call ourselves rich women over here because we are all about living the rich woman life inside and out. We take the taboo out of talking money and we say yes to our desires. And each week I'll be bringing you a dose of money mindset and relatable life stories so you can go out into the world and live your best freaking life. Let's do this, rich woman. Hello, rich woman. Welcome back to the Money Miracles podcast with myself, Emily King. And you are in for a treat today because we are talking about the feminine principles of money. Ugh. Like, I'm so excited to talk to you about this today. But before we dive into it, I was inspired to talk about this because I am super pumped to be relaunching live for the first time in, oh my God, like 4 years, the 40-day prosperity program. Now, what is the 40-day prosperity program? It is a 40-day commitment. And it is a commitment when I say that. If you miss a day, you have to start from the beginning. And what it is 40 days of meditation, of journaling, and every 10 days, we're going to be doing a live group coaching session on Zoom. Yep. This is normally only offered for higher level groups like masterminds and like the Moneymakers Club that normally costs thousands and thousands. But I had this download the other week when I was flying home from Maui, where I was like, we need to bring this program back. And for a limited time, the program is now 222, which is a magical number of balance and harmony if you don't know angel numbers. But it's on sale now for 222, and it's going to go up to 333 in a short while. So grab it while it's hot. And essentially, kind of the intention of this program is to get you connected to the feminine energy of money. This is not a program about what are you going to do? What are you going to hustle for? What are you like? You already have a to-do list as long as your arm. You already know all the things you need to do. This program is really about realizing that you are the money, which I know might sound a little abstract, but it's really honing in on the energetics of money, how to be an attractor of money, how to stop hustling for your worth, how to stop letting your to-do list dictate whether you can or can't get the money or get the client or get the sale or whatever it is. And the results from this program are phenomenal. I'm going to be updating the sales page in the coming days and weeks. But for now, have a look at the sales page there now, because if you read through the testimonials, you will be like, your jaw will drop to the floor. I've done the 40 days before, and I think the last time I did it, I manifested $35,000 in cash in 40 days. So it's pretty incredible, and clients of mine have gotten their best month ever, and it's just phenomenal, the energy when you bring together a bunch of women ready to just manifest, ready to get into a different vibration and just kickstart their money game. So I'll link that up in the show notes. You can check it out at therichwoman.ca and then check out my courses there. But like I said, it's going to be on sale now for a little bit, probably in the next week or so at $222. And then it's going to jump up to $333 just shortly after that. But without further ado, let's kind of get the ball rolling with this whole feminine money thing and feminine energy and the feminine money principles. There's four principles I want to share with you today. And the first one is my favorite. I know they say you should save the best for last, but here we go. The first one is my favorite. And all of these are very, like, they're mindset energy things to get at a soul level, but there's also some practical application to it. So don't worry, it's not going to be all like stuff that you listen to this and you can't, and you feel like, oh, I can't really apply that right now. Listen to this, pay attention, and take what you can today and run with it. So the first feminine energetic principle is be a vibrational match for the thing that you want.
I'm going to say that again. Be a vibrational match for the thing that you want. So let me give you some practical kind of how-to around this. There's two things I want to share, and actually both of them are from some of my past mastermind peers, and this is why it's so important to get yourself in groups and sign up for coaching programs, because the insights, the wisdom, the friendships, the collaboration, the inspiration you get from others in groups is invaluable. And two of my past mastermind peers have inspired me with this whole be a vibrational match for the thing that you want. One comes from Trez, who she was sharing. She has what she calls her future fearless me. And I love that. And I was actually tuning in today because I was having a little doubt and disbelief and all that kind of stuff come up. And I was like, what would future fearless me do? What would future fearless me say? What does future fearless me feel right now? How does she respond to this? And it was a completely different energy. And it was like, boom, okay, perfect. There we go. That's who I'm tapping into right now. So just that alone can be such a little shift of what does that future fearless me think, feel, do in this moment? And the second little actionable or kind of something to ponder comes from my mastermind peer, Leah, where she gave this brilliant reflection exercise the other day that I heard from her, where she said, think about the things that you want. And for the sake of this podcast and the intention of going to the 40-day prosperity program, let's talk about money. You know, more money, more clients, more sales, more abundance in your life, more prosperity. And not only the physical tangible thing, but the feeling of that, you know. So that's the thing that you want, right? And let's just pretend I have a magic wand and I can wave that magic wand and I can say, ta-da, your wish is granted. It's come true. It's right here, right now. You have it. What does having that give you permission to believe about yourself? So if you already had the result, maybe write this down. If you already had the result, what would that give you permission to believe about yourself? What that does is that instantly changes you into a different energetic state. That instantly as you flip into, wait a minute, if I already had that thing, if I already had the $1,000 more this month, if I already had that promotion, if I already had that sale, if I already had that new client, what would that then give me permission to believe about myself? And the insight that you will get from that can be profound and help you more easily align with that vibrational match to the thing that you want. So there's some practical how-to behind that feminine energetics of that first principle is be a vibrational match to the thing that you want. Okay, the second principle that I want to share with you about feminine money actually was inspired from Catherine Ponder. Now, if you've never heard of Catherine Ponder, I listened to her audiobook, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. It was written back in 1962. Catherine was born in 1927. I had to look that up because I knew she was like, you know, an older woman, but I wasn't sure, like, when was she born? So she was born in 1927, wrote this book in 1962. She was actually a minister and founder of the Unity Church worldwide. And she's written a ton of books on this theme of prosperity. And like I said, that one, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, there was a quote that I wrote down from it years ago when I listened to it, where she said, every advancement means the rejection of something old. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. Every advancement means the rejection of something old. And the reason why I want you to just pause with this quote for a second to take it in is because of the whole rejection piece. Sometimes we don't like that. Sometimes we don't like the rejection of something old because we make up perhaps that it means we're leaving someone behind. We perhaps make up that I don't want to leave that behind. What if they don't like me? What if they think I'm too good for them? Whatever it is. And it also means grieving a past version of ourselves, of who we used to be, and stepping into this new identity. And that can be really uncomfortable, and it can be triggering for our nervous system to go, whoa, wait a minute. Let's just slow down here, sweetheart, right? So when you move forward, when you grow, when you up-level to new heights, a deselection process naturally occurs. It has to. It has to. Think of it like an energetic spring cleaning happening at both the physical and the energetic level. And this can sometimes hurt if you work with clients and clients drop off or, you know, quote unquote, deselect themselves and you start to take it personally. It can be a challenge not to take it personally, but just remember this, that the deselection process naturally has to occur. When you raise your rates, when you change your packages, when you up level, some people aren't going to be there with you, and that's okay, right? So allow this energetic principle to create space for the good vibes to flow, to create space for the money to flow, because sometimes the money is right there at your fingertips waiting to come in, but you've just gone, no, I can't step into this. Who am I to do that? And it's just a story that the universe is just like, if you would just drop that story for a hot minute, we could let the flow come to you. So allow space for higher vibrations to be your new normal. Okay. Number three, this is really like the core of feminine energetic principles here with money, is this one question of how can I allow myself to receive more? How can I allow myself to receive more? And you can input whatever it is that you want, more money, more love, more flow, more clients, more feel good vibes, more whatever. How can I allow myself to receive more? And I'm going to keep this like this one brief intentionally because I don't want to, I want you, your, and your intuition and your guidance to naturally guide you with that one. So you can journal on it. You can walk with that thought. You can meditate on it. You can work out with that thought. How can I allow myself to receive more? How can I allow myself to receive more? Or even like, what would it feel like to allow myself to receive more? Right? Because as I shared on two podcast episodes ago, the better way to do affirmations is to do affirmations, which is putting a question out there because our brains naturally like to close a loop. So your brain's gonna want to close that loop of, okay, how can we do this? And it's gonna want to answer it for you in the positive. So like I said, I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm not gonna give any more around that, but just ponder on that. How can I allow myself to receive more? Last but not least, and this is an energetic principle slash red flag when it comes to feminine money, is hustling for your worthiness is a sure way to never get there. Hustling for your worthiness is a sure way to never get there. Now, let me explain. Yes, there's seasons of hustle. There's seasons of hard work. There's seasons of, like, just like the seasons that we experience here, you know, in Canada. You have your winter, your spring, summer, fall, right? There's seasons. And we're not shouting at the grass in the winter because it's not in full bloom, it's not green, it's not lush, you know? We know the season. So I don't want you to think that, you know, I sit back and just twiddle my thumbs and just money magically rolls into me. But if you are constantly in that hustle mode and constantly in the doing, the masculine energy of the money, that is a sure way to ensure that you have a long, hard road to get there. So I'm going to say this to you. You don't have to prove shit in order to receive. You don't have to prove shit to anyone in order to receive. And here's a little sneaky question that I ask my clients at the beginning of a coaching program. The last two coaching programs, spoiler alert, if you join any future ones, here's a spoiler alert, is at the beginning of the coaching program. I ask the question, why do you deserve XYZ? You know, why do you deserve to make more money? Why do you deserve to have an extraordinary life? You know, in the ELE program, the Extraordinary Life Experience. Why do you deserve to have an extraordinary life? And it's a bit of a trick question because the answer is just simply because you are. simply because you are living, breathing, you are here. That's it, period. But the trickiness behind it is that I would say 9 times out of 10, every single person says, I deserve it because I work hard. I deserve it because I've put in the time. I deserve it because I've, you know, trained for this. I've done X, Y, Z. They get into the doing. I did this. I did that. I've worked so hard. I've hustled. I've blah, blah, blah. They justify their worth. But here's the thing with justifying your worth is the ego will always give you something, some other reason why you're not worthy. Because we can, if I say, look around and compare yourself with someone and make yourself feel like shit, we can do it in a hot second, right? It is easy to find someone else out there who we believe is hustling harder, is doing it better, is showing up more, is whatever. And so guess what? The doubt, the ego will latch onto that and go, ah, you don't quite deserve it yet because so-and-so over there, they're posting every day. Or they have this great sale on, or they lost the weight, you didn't. Whatever it is, the ego will always find an excuse. But love, deep feminine knowing of your worth, it doesn't have to prove shit to anyone. So if you find yourself in the do, this is your pause. And get your butt in the 40-day prosperity program. Because for this program, actually, this just dropped into my head. I have such confidence in this program that I'm going to give a money-back guarantee with zero questions. If you show up for that program and within 10 days you're going, I don't really get it. It ain't working for me. This isn't feeling good. If you are not feeling it, you send our team a message. Hey, I'd like my money back. No questions asked. Not like, oh, well, did you do this? Did you do that? Just, cool, here's your money back. That's how confident I am in this program. So you literally have nothing to lose in joining this program and a whole lot to gain in not only learning, but truly getting these principles behind money and getting that you deserve to make amazing money. You deserve to have it all. You deserve to quantum leap your income this year. And this can be the kickstart to do so. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. But let me know. Reach out to me on Instagram and share with me what of the 4 energetic principles was your favorite. 1, 2, 3, or 4. So to give you a quick little recap, here they are. 1, be a vibrational match for the thing that you want. 2, every advancement means a rejection of something old. 3, how can I allow myself to receive more? And 4, hustling for your worthiness is a sure way to never get there. So which one stood out for you today? And if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to hit subscribe. Give this podcast a little positive review if you haven't already. That really, really helps this podcast. So I know it takes that little extra time to go in and leave a review, but I really appreciate it. And I read all of them and I just love them. So thank you so much. So thank you for being here. I'm sure we will see many of you in the 40-day prosperity program. So don't get FOMO. Don't miss out. Get your butt in there. You have nothing to lose because, like I said, I'm going to add to the sales page that you have 10 days to get your money back if you're not vibing with it, if you're not feeling it, and no questions asked. Okay. Have yourself an incredible day and bye for now.